From national news in D.C. to behind-the-scenes coverage of the Nebraska Capitol, this is your Capitol Connection. And now, bringing the Capitol to you, here's your host, Nate Gross.
And welcome to the program brought to you by Walker Tire and Auto, broadcasting today from the Nebraska Family Alliance Studios. And it is going to be a great show because I have a special guest with me in studio today, Matt Litt, the State Director for Americans for Prosperity. We're going to be talking all about preserving freedom and liberty, the state of free speech on college campuses, what's been going on with the Nebraska legislature, and what you need to know about how your state senator voted this past session. Americans for Prosperity here in Nebraska, they've just released their latest legislative scorecard, which is available at nebraskascorecard.com. And you can see how your senator voted this year on all the important bills. So be sure to visit nebraskascorecard.com. Be informed. Know how your representative is voting for you and your family on the issues. And I want to dive right into it with Matt. So first, I do want to tell everyone about Walker Tire and Auto, who is transforming the auto repair industry with free vehicle pickup, free video vehicle health inspections, and of course, the Walker Tire Advantage, where you get free oil changes and more for the life of your tires. Walker Tire and Auto was voted into the Omaha Winner's Circle in the annual Best of Omaha competition, and for good reason. Walker Tire and Auto has been serving Omaha customers for over 6 decades and are ready to help take care of you and all your vehicle service and maintenance needs. Try Walker While You Work and register at www.walkerwhileyouwork.com. Get free vehicle pickup at your work and have your car repaired, returned, and ready when you need it. When it comes to auto repair, tire service, and oil changes, no one does it better than Walker Tire and Auto, always going the extra mile for you. Well, I'm pleased to have with me today and back for the second time, who is actually my very first guest ever on Capitol Connection, a good friend, Matt Litt, the Nebraska director for the Americans for Prosperity, our local chapter here in Nebraska, doing incredible work to advance freedom here in our state and protect our interests. So, Matt, welcome back to the show.
Nate, it's great to be back with you and good to be back with all of your listeners. And I'll just let you know, I made a certificate for myself to commemorate being the first guest on your show, and I'm grateful to be back once again.
I think I did promise you a special plaque for being the first guest on the show.
I made it myself. It was just easier that way.
That was very brave of you to come on so early on in the show. So there isn't a plaque yet, but hopefully some more airtime here on Omaha's conservative talk radio. The answer will suffice for now.
That'll do. I'm excited about it.
So talk to me about Americans for Prosperity. What's going on with the work being done here in Nebraska?
Yeah, so just again, Americans for Prosperity, we are a national organization with state chapters across the country, and we exist to recruit, educate, and mobilize citizens in support of policies and goals of a free society here at home and on the federal level, helping every American live their dream, especially the least fortunate. When we talk about a free society, what we mean is advancing free speech and free markets so that everybody can express their ideas and themselves freely without the threat of harassment, and also be able to benefit themselves by benefiting others through voluntary interaction.
You bring up a really interesting subject of free speech. It seems like right now, today, maybe perhaps more than any point in our nation's history, free speech has all of a sudden gotten really controversial. What topics can we talk about, and what ideas must we suppress? And even in the media, one example, Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian religious freedom organization, was labeled as a hate group. So in your work with Americans for Prosperity, working to promote free speech, what's your idea, especially to maybe college students who on their campuses aren't really being taught the value of free speech anymore?
Yeah, I think it's a confusing time for everybody, whether it's within your workplace or in your neighborhood or college students. So before Americans for Prosperity, I worked in student affairs on college campuses. And back then, when I was in college and when I was working there, free speech was still celebrated. Now it seems like there's a war on ideas that a certain segment of us hold, and then other ideas are celebrated. we need to celebrate free speech, and we need even more ideas out in the open to basically push out bad ideas. And the marketplace of ideas, the best ideas will come forward. And when we limit free speech, we limit the ability for those good ideas to come out. And so no matter where you're at, I encourage you to keep speaking freely and exercising that fundamental right that we have that is guaranteed to us by our Creator and enshrined in the First Amendment of the Constitution. And the best way to keep free speech alive is to keep exercising that right.
Absolutely. That's a great point. And I also know that you do a lot of work down at the state capitol working with the state legislature. So we're in the interim right now. The legislature will reconvene in January. Give us what were your main takeaways from this past session?
Yeah, there were some disappointments in the session, but also some good things came of it. So if you look back, especially on the budget side, so over the past decade or so, we've seen the Nebraska budget grow at around 5%. So if you think about how fast your paycheck is growing or how many people are moving into the state, it doesn't equal about 5%. So essentially, the government, state government is growing faster than people are either moving here to keep funding it or than our ability to keep it funded. So there was a lot of unease, I would say, around the Capitol about the projected budget shortfall. And one of the good things that did come from that was having to think seriously about how we spend taxpayer dollars, where those dollars should be allocated. And we were able to see a budget that has responsible spending on state priorities that is also not going to continue to reach into the pocket of taxpayers going forward. On the flip side, it would have been great to see broad tax reform that we would have seen in the 2017 Nebraska Taxpayer Reform Act, which would have the vast media would have led you to believe or opponents of tax reform would have led you to believe. But everybody within that bill would have seen a reduction in their income taxes. It also would have changed the way property taxes, especially on the ag side, are assessed. That would have made us more competitive with our Midwest neighbors or other agriculture neighbers. And it was a real letdown to see a handful of senators put a stop to broad tax reform that really could have benefited every single Nebraskan.
You know, it's amazing to me because I think the one issue that we hear about constantly all across the state is the need for tax reform, whether it's property taxes or income tax reform. We know Nebraskans are taxed very heavily. And once again, we went through an entire legislative session and nothing changed. Nothing was fixed. And this is an issue that the governor has absolutely championed. He's been very clear. He wants to get some tax reform. He's not going to create new taxes. And you brought up the issue with the budget, and the governor actually made some vetoes in spending. He took out more money from the budget that the legislature was working on, and it was amazing the amount of flack he was taking from the media and especially the left. And it was if, you know, you would think that the governor just woke up one morning and decided he was going to pull the rug out from all these providers for no reason. But we've got a billion-dollar budget shortfall. The money simply isn't there. And Americans for Prosperity got pretty involved with the budget and supported those vetoes. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what you would have seen in the paper is that the governor did line item vetoes to about $56 million in spending or allocated spending. Well, the secret is on a biennium budget that is, if my memory recalls correctly, about $9 billion. $56 million, excuse me, is about a fraction of a percent. It's not to say it's a rounding error; those dollars have real consequences. But when it comes to having responsible budgeting versus putting the state in a fiscal predicament, the governor made the right move controlling spending. And what else? What, the other thing that wasn't talked about was we're actually seeing savings in some of the changes the governor's Health and Human Services Agency is making that actually save taxpayer dollars. When you save taxpayer dollars, you simply do not need an increase in spending on a program. That's something that should be celebrated. But what we heard on the floor of the legislature was that it was a draconian measures, or people were going to be harmed severely because of this. And it was simply not true. And it's the same politics that we see in Washington, D.C., that Nebraskans have little to no tolerance for. And it moves away from the real solutions that our champions in the legislature and the governor put forward.
I couldn't have said it any better. That's a great point. And one of the tools that you provide for Nebraskans is a scorecard.
That's so right.
that people can see how their state senator voted on the issues that matter, including the budget. And Americans for Prosperity, you guys just released pretty recently your latest scorecard for this past session. What stands out to you from this latest scorecard?
Yeah, so just a little bit about the scorecard. Each year we put out our Economic Freedom Scorecard, which essentially is a reference for citizens to see how their senator and other senators voted on measures that advance or hinder the free society, so advancing free speech and advancing free markets. This is how we make the good life even better, by advancing good policy. This year we scored just under 20 votes in the legislature. One of the great things that we saw was 17 champions of prosperity. So these are senators who had a 90% or higher voting score on the scorecard. So we're looking at five individuals from the kind of the broad Omaha metro area. It would be Senator Clements, Senator Moranti, Senator Linehan, and Senators Reapy and Smith. Again, those are folks here in the metro area, but we also have folks from greater Nebraska, like Senators Halloran, Keene, Lowe, Erdman, Albrecht, Bosselman, Breezy, Groney, and Brosh, and a few from Lincoln, Senator Hilgers and Senator Suzanne Geist. And when we go a little bit lower, there were over 23 that had a score of 80%. Now, the way the math works in the legislature essentially is that you need 33 votes to have 33 votes for cloture, so debate can be ended and votes can be taken on bills. This is why we saw tax reform die in the legislature this year, because we didn't have those 33 votes. So at the end of the day, we need to keep growing those champions of prosperity. We need to celebrate those who are advancing the free society, who are making the good life even better. And we need to encourage senators who aren't voting for economic freedom to come to our side on these policy matters, again, to make the good life even better for all of us.
Right. And in your experience, Matt, looking at this past session and the scorecard, if you had to put a number on it, you know, a scale of 1 to 10, how conservative would you say that this legislature is, maybe compared to years past?
So I think this legislature became more economic freedom oriented than previous legislatures. I think one of the a misunderstanding of our legislature is that it is a much more neutral, or I talk about it as a purple body of legislators, than we're led to believe. If you look on the map, Nebraska looks like a vast red bastion, you know, freedom all day, all night. But what we really see when we're looking at policy is that we're hindered by a group of senators who I would say are more moderate, or would consider themselves centrist or pragmatic. And it ultimately hinders policy like tax reform or school choice legislation from actually being enacted, real policy that would make a real positive impact in folks' lives, which is why scorecards like this and others that are put out by organizations like the organization Nate is with are important for folks to get a better sense of how their senators are actually voting on the policies that really matter to them.
Right. And you mentioned Nebraska Family Alliance. At NFA, we work more on the social issues, and Americans for Prosperity, maybe more of the economic issues. But actually, this past year, those two kind of merged. with the issue of school choice.
That's right.
And both the Nebraska Family Alliance and Americans for Prosperity supported an important piece of legislation involving tax credits to get money to scholarships so that more kids can have the school of their choice and hopefully get a better education. And we got some good news at the very end of the session with that bill when it finally got out of committee. And so that bill can be taken up again this next year. Matt, why did Americans for Prosperity choose to get involved with this issue? And what's your message moving forward about school choice in Nebraska?
Yeah. So school choice is my personal favorite issue that we work on. Education has a tremendous impact on individuals' lives and really providing them the opportunity to achieve their version of the American dream. So we know that even the best schools on paper are not always going to be the best fit for every single student. But we know a failing school is a fit for nobody. And with that in mind, we want to also put forward policy that builds up families, that allows families to take more control over the education of their children, and really create lifelong learners throughout to build up those opportunities to achieve their versions of the dream. Our education system, broadly in the United States and very specifically in Nebraska, is not built for the current time. It's just look around. You see, as many of our listeners, when they were students, the classroom still looks exactly the same. You have an instructor up front and rows of desks behind, but that's not the kind of economy that our students are moving into. And it's not necessarily the best way for students today to learn. So we want to create more opportunities for families to have more options so they can find the best fit for their children. One of the ways that happens is through tax credit scholarships, which essentially allows private donations to help kids move from public schools into private schools that are a better fit for them. And what we see across the country in school choice programs is improved academic outcomes for both students in the program and students still in public schools. I think that's a really important point, is that there is academic achievement growth in both groups, those who are moving into new education settings and those who remain in the public schools. We're seeing taxpayer savings. We're seeing a more diverse set of opportunities for students to find the best fit for them and for their family. And in Nebraska, we've been pushing for legislation like this for about 4 or 5 years now. It was extremely exciting to see this piece of legislation, tax credit scholarships, move out of committee at the very end and have the ability to be debated in the legislature this coming January.
Right. I think Nebraska is what, there's maybe six, might only be five states now who don't have any sort of school choice, and Nebraska is one of them.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people say that's because Nebraska has great public schools or there's a lot of good public education opportunities. And something I heard repeatedly this past year from senators who opposed that bill was that public education, they would say, is the great equalizer in society. What's your reaction to that?
I would say first is that we celebrate teachers across the board, whether they're in private schools and public schools, and we should commend individuals who spend their life educating our youth. That being said, when we're talking about a great equalizer, what is the bar? What are we becoming equal to if at the end of the day we're equalized to a low standard or low outcomes? That is no great equalizer that we should want to be a part of. But what we can do and what we've seen with school choice is that it raises the bar of academic achievement for those across the board, both those in private schools or in the new education setting and those who remain in traditional public schools. I've said time and time again that traditional public schools will remain an important piece of the education system in the United States. However, not every student is going to learn well in that kind of a setting or even has those types of interests. That they should still be in that setting. And we should celebrate the opportunity for parents to exercise their choice to find new opportunities for their students. And really, when you look at the data in Nebraska, essentially, if you are a white student, things are pretty darn good for you. But we see a growing achievement gap between those students of color. So our African-American students and Latino and Latina students are falling behind in our education system here in Nebraska. And You know, as citizens, we are our brother's keeper. We need to be doing what we can to create new opportunities to allow those individuals and all individuals to find the opportunity within the education system that's right for them. Our current model doesn't allow it. And I think there is a, my assessment working on this for the past few years, there's a growing group of people who are supporting and becoming more attuned to what's happening in our education system and getting more and more excited about the opportunities that come with school choice as they learn more about it.
That's encouraging to hear. Matt, my last question for you. Of course, we've all heard the slogan now, Make America Great Again. And it seems like, you know, this upcoming generation, there's so many people, especially young people, who for some reason, unbeknownst to me, they're very attracted to socialism and the likes
scary.
Of... It is scary, and the likes of Bernie Sanders. So my question for you is, how do we make preserving freedom great again?
That is a fantastic question, and maybe it's one we should have kicked off on. I mean, that's the stuff right there. So I think a few examples. Right off the bat, we look at things that you know, we think that make our life better, life easier, more exciting, whether it's things like Uber or your iPhone or the competition between virtual reality companies and what that is going to bring. Those things exist because of free markets. Those things exist because of capitalism and individuals trying to improve life for others through competition. When we look at socialism, what we see is hardship throughout human history. It's not glorified, it's just unadulterated hardship. And you look right now what's happening in countries like Venezuela, where socialism is in utter collapse and people are starving to death because of the economic system that they've entrusted over time. You know, throughout human history, nothing has brought more prosperity or more opportunity to the world than free market principles of how we freely interact with each other. Just in my own life, I've always been, you know, attracted to the idea of the American dream. My grandparents were Germans from Russia. So they fled Germany because of persecution, set up shop in the Volga region of Russia. And that time they were promised essentially what we would now kind of consider free markets or capitalism and able to set up kind of their own shop. Well, when the Tsar came in and changed all that because they were doing had great prosperity in the area, they all came to the United States. So if any of you have been to a Husker football game, the neighborhood to the north of the football stadium is, you know, referred to as the North Bottoms. It's where my grandparents and their family all settled. And their whole life was focused on making the next generation's life better. My grandma would always talk about it as getting to the other side of the tracks. And then when they moved out of that neighborhood to another, it was moving to the other side of O Street. Moving south of O was a big deal. But it was always about making choices that advance the next generation. And that only exists in a system based on free markets, a system where we can make choices that advance our own lives. But at the end of the day, we only advance ourselves when we advance others. And that's the beauty of free markets and capitalism and what we're really offered here in the United States. And I encourage everybody who's listening, especially those who are Nate and my age, to talk to your grandparents and what that really meant to them and to their families as they made choices to move into the city from the farm or things of that nature, and really embody those stories and do some reading, please. Reading, listen to podcasts, get a better sense of what socialism actually is and the opportunities that free markets offer.
Wow. Well, I knew I was having the director for the state chapter of Americans for Prosperity on. I didn't know I was having the spokesperson for capitalism and free market economies on.
You're kind. You're kind, Nate.
That's just a great message, and thanks for sharing it today, Matt. Again,
I
Matt
appreciate
Litt,
you.
State Director for Americans for Prosperity here in Nebraska. Thanks for being on the show today, Matt.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks, everybody who's listening. I appreciate y'all.
Always great to have Matt on the show. Be sure you visit NebraskaScorecard.com to see how your senator voted. That's NebraskaScorecard.com. And for everything pertaining to family, freedom, and life, you can visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. And whatever your vehicle needs, be sure you visit Walker Tire and Auto and get the Walker Tire Advantage, where you get free oil changes and more for the life of your tires. Only at Walker Tire and Auto can you get free video vehicle health inspections free with each visit, hear from their expert technicians, and see for yourself how your vehicle is doing right from your email or phone. So for all your vehicle service and maintenance needs, visit Walker Tire and Auto. I'll be back next week right here on Omaha's Conservative Talk, 94.5 FM, 1420 AM, The Answer. Thanks for listening to your Capital Connection.